This is Jay Sekulow, Terra in New York. The assailant comes into the United States from the Diversity Visa Program.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a very painful day in our city. Horrible tragedy on the west side. Let me be clear that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
What happened yesterday was not okay. It will never be something any of us will just accept as inevitable. Since 9/11, we, again along with our partners at the local, state, and federal level, have disrupted or prevented 24 plots against New York City. Countless lives have been saved. But none of that matters when 8 innocent lives are taken by a criminal committing a cowardly act driving a rental truck. We are working hard to get to the bottom of exactly what happened yesterday and why. And we're working tirelessly to prevent anything like this from getting repeated.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. So we've got a terror attack in New York City. You know the details. 8 dead, multiple wounded. The assailant, the terrorist, Saipov is his last name. First name is Saifulov Saipov. He's the alleged ISIS fanatic. I say alleged because the only thing that's been clear is that he says he did this for ISIS. ISIS, of course, claiming credit, as they always do. But let me tell you what you've got here. And this is the bigger story. The individual was brought into the United States in 2010 from Uzbekistan under a diversity visa program. This is codified in U.S. law under 8 U.S.C., United States Code, 1152C. That law says this is the diversity visa program, which was created by and introduced by Senator Chuck Schumer back in the 90s. It was, or actually in 2003. Here's what it does. It makes up to 50,000 immigrant visas available annually, drawn from random selections. Listen to this. Random selections among entries to individuals who are from countries with low rates of immigration to the United States. Now, that's what's codified here, okay? What is important to understand and why it should be eliminated is because why are we having random selections from entries to countries that have low rates of immigration that cannot verify who their people are? Why are we having anything random in our country, in our borders at this point? Why would a immigration policy be random? Ask yourself that question. So it is true, as we say in the thing, the New York terrorists entered the United States legally under a program that says we will take random selections, not merit-based, random selections from countries that are underrepresented, like Uzbekistan, which has been a hotbed for terrorists. So we're taking your calls on all of this at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110, your reaction to this. But again, the individual comes to the United States in 2010 from Uzbekistan under this diversity visa program. The program is set forth in the Immigration Nationality Act and 8 U.S.C. 1152. According to Governor Cuomo, he was radicalized domestically. He initially said there was no evidence of associations or continuing plots or associated plots. There are now reports breaking. Well, this is confirmed. At least reports are breaking, correct? That he was, in fact, related to, not a family relation, but had a relationship with someone that was, in fact, on the FBI's watch list. So that is starting to come out. There's also concern that this particular mosque that he was involved in may have been problematic as well.
That's right. Phone lines are open, too, if you want to have a call about this. 1-800-684-3110. If you want your voice heard, 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments in also on social media. We're broadcasting live video and audio on Facebook and Periscope. Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope and Twitter, @JaySekulow. You can find us there broadcasting live at ACLJ.org as well. Like I said, hey, phone lines are lined up. Only one more left. 1-800-684-3110.
Why in the world would we have a random diversity program where they actually put in the law drawn from random selections? Not merit-based. Random selections. No sponsors. Random selections. Not good for the United States. We'll be back with more, including your calls at 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So, Saifullah Saipov, Uzbekistan national, comes to the United States 5 years ago or 7 years ago from Uzbekistan under a diversity visa program. It's called a DVP. The program is governed by our 8 U.S. United States Code 1152C. This is part of the law in the United States. The program, by the way, has been consistently criticized and targeted by the current president, but has been raised as an issue during previous administrations. The DVP, this diversity visa program, makes up to 50,000 immigrant visas available annually, drawn from, ready for this, the language in the code, drawn from random selection among all entries to individuals who are from countries with low rates of immigration in the United States. Random selection. Ask yourself this question. Why in the world would we have random selection in our immigration status and immigration service and our selection process? To me, Andy, note random selection, the fact that that's in the code sets off the red flag. And I haven't even gotten to the Inspector General's report on this, folks.
I can't imagine that we would have done anything like this even during the George H.W. Bush administration. But random selection means you pick at random from 50,000 people from countries with low immigration and invite them into the United States. And I looked at the requirements for the entry. It's very, very minimal. The security background investigation it says clean criminal record, whatever that means, because the only way that you have
from these countries
is from the country. How would you know what the records are in those countries? Do you vouch for the ability of Uzbekistan to say that the people have a clean criminal record? I don't. They have to have a high school equivalent education and 2 years of experience in performance of some sort of employment.
But it's random. I mean, this is a random selection. It's not a merit-based selection. It's random. Now, Harry, you reviewed the law, and you came up with a phrase on how this should be viewed, and you called it open invitation to terrorists.
Absolutely. It not only is it an open invitation to terrorism, it's susceptible to fraud on a massive scale. More than 9,500 individuals have obtained residency in the United States, and these individuals come from countries that are state sponsors of terrorism. So this program makes no sense in an age of terror.
All right, so I've got an United States Government Accountability Office. Do we have this up where people can see it? Let's put it up for TV and our TV and social media audiences that are watching. This is the report to the chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security, House of Representatives. It is from the government GAO, It is the Government Accountability Office, and it's border security fraud risk complicates states' ability to manage diversity visa programs. So we've got that up on the screen, and there it is. In it, it says this. The IG stated, that's the Inspector General stated, that the diversity visa program posed significant risk to national security from hostile intelligence officers, criminals, and terrorists attempting to use the program for entry into the United States as permanent residents, and recommended that the state's Bureau of Consular Affairs propose legislation to bar aliens from state sponsors of terrorism. Consular Affairs agreed with the recommendation in principle, but not implement it. There you go. So here's the question. The IG, the Inspector General, has said that this is an open invitation basically to terrorists as well. And yet, Than, I'm going to go to you in Washington, D.C. Again, you're not going to hear this on most radio broadcasts and TV broadcasts. Here's the reports where our own government said this is not going to work. This is an open invitation for fraud. It gives increased risk. And now we've got 8 people dead, countless wounded on this. And I ask this question, which I know the American people that are watching this broadcast or people around the world are asking, why in the world, when you had this kind of notification going back a decade, did we not take action in the United States government to end this program?
Because when reasonable attempts to make adjustments have been made, Jay, they have been fought by the left at every turn. And look, even today, Adam Schiff is saying that it is absurd to attack the diversity visa program in the wake of this attack. No, it's not absurd. What's absurd, Jay, is randomizing who will enter the United States and not putting the burden of proof on proving who you are and that you are not a threat to the United States on the person entering. That is where the burden of proof should be, Jay. The default position of the United States should be that you do not enter until you meet that burden of proof. Guess which countries are eligible for the diversity visa program? Every single country that was on President Trump's list to try to slow down. Every single one, and yet he had to fight it in court.
Yeah, so here's what you've got, and I think this is what we have to look at. The reality of a program that has failed the American people and failed our national security and was a known failure. So let me tell you what we're doing at the American Center for Law and Justice. I've authorized our staff today to find out why this report made these recommendations and nothing has happened. And that means we are going to file, as we are filing a lot of, a Freedom of Information Act request on this to find out why, where this data came from that said the diversity visa program was a target-rich environment for terrorists. Put our national security at risk, and why nothing was done, not just legislatively, but internally within these agencies. Why was nothing done? Because at the end of the day, that's what we've got, a terror attack that was very significant in Manhattan. Again, someone coming in here randomly, according to the statute's own language, the word is random. You know what? In 2017, we shouldn't be doing random. Start with that proposition. Let's not do random. All right, we've got a lot of calls and comments coming in. We're going to get to those, Logan. Let's start with a call, and then we'll grab some comments, too.
Let's go to Raj in Vienna, Virginia, online, too.
Hi, Raj. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. That was very perceptive. Fantastic groundwork that this report has been there for more than 10 years.
Yep.
And it was 2003. And this was after CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations,
yep,
they had an open thing into the State Department. The State Department is openly recruiting at CARE annual meetings.
You know what's interesting, Raj? I'm reading this report from the GAO on this. Here's another sentence in it. We found no documented evidence of DV, that's diversity visa immigrants, from state sponsors of terrorism committing any acts of terror. No terrorist acts. Well, now we've got a guy from Uzbekistan who came in through the diversity program who did commit an act of terror. So what you've got here is a fundamentally flawed program. And I think, Harry, from a policy standpoint, as we're looking at this, our teams here at the ACLJ, our national security teams, our policy teams are working on this right now. Go ahead, Harry.
Absolutely. So it's important to look at a little background. Uzbekistan has a history of Islamic militancy, centering primarily on the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan, which splintered into offshoots into Al-Qaeda and ISIS. A 2015 report by the International Crisis Group warned that a growing number of Central Asians were traveling to the Middle East to support or fight for the Islamic State. And yet, Uzbekistan remains a large participant in the diversity visa lottery program, Fox News reports that last year that 5.1% of the entrants into the United States under the diversity visa program came from Uzbekistan. This makes no sense in light of the militancy of the Uzbeks.
Yeah, so you got the Uzbek militancy, Andy, and then you said when you look at the requirements that are set forth in the statute,
right,
and the policies of how you get in, the check that has to take place, first of all, anything that's random, we should know immediately that's not nothing we should be doing. We're talking about the checks that the Uzbekis will have to give us on this.
Good luck on getting any kind of a reasonable check from the Uzbekis on this. I mean, we have to understand Uzbekistan, part of the former Soviet Union, okay, is 88% Muslim, 9% Orthodox Christians, and the rest is other denominations. Just taking the law of probability, 88% random who apply, you're going to get a large Muslim contingent coming in. And then the requirements that you've got to show are going to be based on what the Uzbekistan verifies for us. And again, I don't trust what they verify as being anything we can rely upon. And yet they come into the country. And I want to just say, the Trump administration has consistently challenged the diversity visa program. And from the beginning, and Senator Cotton has introduced a bill to try to change this, the so-called RAISE Act that was introduced that would change this. But this is a horrible program in an age of terror, international terror, to be allowing people randomly with no real checks to come into the United States.
Now, this is a significant, significant development. And we are getting, we're just scratching the beginning of this, folks, but we are digging deep because, again, we've got the information on this. We've gone through the reports, and it's been a problem, and it's been a problem for a decade. And now we've seen that what that problem can end up resulting in. All right, we're going to come back from the break. We'll take more phone calls, more comments.
Yep, give us a call. Phone lines are jammed right now, but they'll open up. 1-800-684-3110. Get your comments in as well on social media. Debbie just said the last 8 years have put us in this situation. This is not politicizing. That is the facts.
So that well, is the fact, it's not at last 8 years. It's the last 25 years. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And the GA report in 2007, which is 10 years old, said, hey, none of these diversity visa applicants and people that came in have committed an act of terror. Well, that changed yesterday. 8 people in New York are dead, countless wounded. So I guess the visa diversity program, random. Let's take the word random out of our immigration policy. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online aclj.org.
So we got a terror attack in New York City. We have a diversity visa program, which is where the assailant, the terrorist, entered, that makes up to 50,000 immigrant visas available annually, drawn from, I'm quoting, random selection among all entries to individuals who are from countries with low rates of immigration to the United States. Why should anything in our system right now be random? The word random should be eliminated from the word immigration visas. There should be nothing random. It should be merit-based and verified. Random? Just come on, random? And there's a report, and again, I'm holding it in my hands. I'm putting it up on the screen for our TV audience, those that are watching on our social media platforms and TV. This is from a GA report. It's 10 years old, September of 2007. It says, this is what it says. The IG stated that the diversity visa program posed significant risks to national security from hostile intelligence officers, criminals, and terrorists attempting to use the program for entry into the United States as permanent residents, and recommended changes to the policy. But then they found no documented evidence of DV immigrants from state sponsors of terrorism committing any terrorist acts. By the way, state sponsors of terrorism should not be the definition. It should be, we found no documented evidence of diversity immigrants causing acts of terror. Well, that's now no longer the case. And they're determining that it looks like this individual had contacts with others, which again, is anybody going to be shocked on that? So Andy, I start with a fundamental prosecutorial issue, or just looking at the statute itself, and you pointed this out in the first segment, and I think we got to point out again, then Logan will take a comment and a call, that what we asked for in this diversity program is an embarrassment to national security interests of the United States.
Of course it is. The idea that in the year 2017, with the history of attacks that we have sustained in the United States and internationally and on the globe, the idea that we base entry into the United States for 50,000 people a year on a lottery is crazy. There's no other way to describe it. It is insanity that 50,000 people on a diversity system can get in here based on a lottery, which is purely random, with the most minimal of a vetting that is possible and available. This should not be the case,
Jim. No. So, Harry, let's talk about from a policy standpoint. I'm fixing it, and Logan, I want to get a call and a comment. What do we need to do immediately?
Immediately, we need to suspend, and it's possible, I haven't checked this, that the president may have emergency powers to suspend this diversity visa program. We need to look into that. But it strikes me that Andy is precisely correct. The notion of random admission of immigrants in an age of terror makes no sense.
No.
It's incoherent.
It is incoherent. And the result of that policy is people in New York are dead and wounded and injured. All right, let's go ahead and take a call, Logan, or a comment. What we'd like to do next?
Let's go to Bob in Sacramento, California, on line 3.
Hey, Bob, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Thanks a lot. Hey, listen, I've been watching the news reports, and they say that they don't know what they can do about this. And what I'm thinking is we're at war with ISIS. So why don't we put plainclothes military people on these targeted places that we know that they go in and they try to kill people that don't have their own protection, and just have them have concealed weapons, and they can take care of the problem.
Well, I mean, here's what has to happen. That's a law enforcement question that also raises Fourth Amendment issues, a whole host of issues there. But what should be happening is when you have an obvious, and the obvious here is the diversity visa program, I don't think you have to get too complicated on this. We shouldn't have immigration policy based on random access. And, Than, the question is what can be done immediately in Washington on this?
Well, Congress could repeal it for sure. And look, the president would have some powers here too, but you got to go look back at when he's tried to exercise those powers on a national security level as well. They have been fought in court at every angle. So I would put the burden on Congress to say pass the RAISE Act, or even more narrowly, Jay, just suspend this program indefinitely statutorily. Because look, if you are a terrorist organization, what better program to apply for than one that is completely random and that the only people that are ineligible for, Jay, are from the 18 countries that immigrate most frequently to the United States? That's going to eliminate almost none of your members, almost none of them. All of them can apply.
Yeah, so here's the real issue here is the process upon which this is based and the law as it now sits is a violation of our own national security interests. I think that you just got to be clear on that. A random process should not be acceptable in 2017 on something like this. There's no random. You can't have random. Everything has to be verified, vetted, and checked. And we shouldn't have random entry. That's just not the way it should work. And the diversity visa program was a concern to government officials back in 2007, and it should be a concern, especially now, after what happened on October 31st, 2017, 10 years and 1 month later. That's the problem. Because what's the end result of that? An act of terror in the United States of America. Let's take another call or comment.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Larry, who's calling in Niagara Falls, New York.
Larry, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing a great job.
Thanks.
I got a under Chuck Schumer, it's just amazing that you brought out back in 1990, he was in this process of putting this in the law. But, you know, with this whole Obama administration, we're just like a loaded gun here.
What's yeah, but you can't just blame the Obama administration, okay? I mean, you can't. Let's talk about the history of the law. The diversity visa program was created as part of the 1990 Immigration and Nationality Act. It was introduced by Chuck Schumer, but it had support, so whether it was bipartisan vote in both the House and Senate, signed into law by President George H.W. Bush, had several Republican co-sponsors. Now, that was in the age before terror. I don't know. I look at terror going back to around way before then, actually. But in the modern era of what we're dealing with, the evidence now says this is not a good plan. So I don't blame you want to cast blame on President Obama. I'm going to cast blame on all of them. This has been subject to concern, Andy, for basically 27 years.
That's right. It has
been. Okay. It's come up as an issue.
I mean, I realize Senator Schumer at the time was in the House of Representatives, introduced the bill. And of course, Senator Schumer is very liberal on these immigration policies. He's liberal with respect to judges. He's liberal with respect to several things. And I don't subscribe to any really of his views on anything that is cogent and material. But I think you're right, Jay. Laws are enacted, but laws sometimes have to change. The environment in the United States and in the world in 1990 is not what it is in 2017. Things have changed radically in the world since 9/11/2001. Terrorism has always been around, but terrorism now is easily spread. That means, just by simple reasoning, we don't do things on a lottery and random basis when it relates to immigration anymore. This law is outdated, outmoded, should be repealed, I think the president should enter an executive order, as he's done, to just temporarily suspend, and ultimately Congress should
end.
Well,
there's authority for that. And the question is, you know, of course, that's got to go through the process that goes through internally at the White House. Hopefully they'll do whatever action is necessary. But, Harry, I think this policy itself and the fact that the Inspector General has said this is basically an open invitation, as you said, for terrorism. It's been a concern for 27 years that there could be problems here. It's been raised 10 years ago, and now we've had an act. I think this becomes very relevant.
So, Jay, you are absolutely right. This diversity visa program is a bipartisan problem. In 2005, the House of Representatives passed a bill which would abolish the diversity visa program, but the United States Senate refused to go along. So this problem has been around a long time. The House noted in 2005 that the diversity visa program was susceptible to fraud. Nonetheless, the Senate refused to pass the bill. So it's time to end this program once and for all, and we should do it immediately.
All right, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Yeah, Logan, quickly.
Yeah, you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, or join us online, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, at ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
terrorist's name is Saifullo Saipov. He says he did this on behalf of ISIS. That was the note he left behind. He is in custody, so hopefully they're getting information from him. He was the individual that appears to be behind the October 31st, or the perpetrator, the terrorist, of the attack yesterday in New York City. He came to the United States in 2010 from Uzbekistan under what's called the Diversity Visa Program. The program is part of our national immigration law. It was signed by President George H.W. Bush, 8 U.S.C. Section 1152C. In that law, and that's why I'm bringing this up, you're not going to get this kind of analysis most other places. The law says that under the Diversity Visa Program, 50,000 immigrant visas are available annually, drawn from random selections among all entries to the individuals who are from countries in low rates of immigration to the United States. Random selection. I will start with Dr. Andrew Economo. The word random selection should be removed from our immigration laws.
You don't, in the year 2017, base immigration into the United States on lotteries, on any theory, in any way. A lottery for coming into the United States, knowing how terrorism is exported into this country in 2017, allowing to have random selection in your immigration program in any case, under any circumstances, is absurd and ought to be eliminated forthwith.
Well, and that brings us right to the policy issue, and that is let me tell you what we're doing. We're looking at the policy. We're looking at the law. We're looking at Freedom of Information Act request. Why? Because I'm holding in my hands a GAO report that's from our United States Government Accountability Office that discussed the visa program, called it Fraud Risks, Ability to Manage Diversity Visa Programs. And in it, the Inspector General stated that the Diversity Visa Program posed significant risk to national security from hostile intelligence officers, criminals, and terrorists attempting to use the program for entry into the United States. By the way, others have said this within other administrations, that the utilization of pathways in through our programs could be vulnerable. But this one's based on random.
Yes, and so it's important to note that the series of attacks launched by ISIS all over the world in terms of vehicular attacks, those attacks were not random. In light of that, it makes no sense to have a random diversity admission program in the United States, because ISIS and other terrorist organizations are aware of the existence of such programs, and hence they are more likely than not urging their supporters to come to the United States and to launch attacks. And so maintaining the diversity visa program going forward is simply an open invitation to more attacks in the future.
All right, so Than, let's go right to Washington, D.C. on this. Obviously, we're going to send out a FOIA request, find out about this Inspector General's report in the GAO. Legislatively, what are we hearing? What can be done? And what's the reaction right now?
Well, they could bring up a very narrow bill to repeal the diversity visa program, and I think they should do it, Jay. But honestly, we are already making the call for something much broader than that, because there are a number of other immigration programs, work-based programs and others, that start with this lottery. And I really think you said it best. The word random has to come out of our policy. And look, I think you'll see some action from the president. But at the end of the day, Jay, this has to be a statutory change on a number of levels, because the president has tried to make similar changes before, and he always gets pushback. Congress needs to change this statutorily, and not just for this program. Across our immigration policy, yep, Random lotteries have to end.
Yeah, and we got to also, you know, our leaders are saying this. I'm going to play this Cuomo bite, because this is the governor of New York. Now, listen to this.
This is their new playbook. Very simple. Use a vehicle to cause harm. It's New York. It's London. It's Germany. It's France. It's Ohio. This is more of what we've seen.
First of all, terrorists have almost been doing this for 20 years. I mean, you talk about this was in, they were doing this in Israel 20 years ago. I mean, this isn't new. And that's number one. And number two, attack the problem. The problem is the visa entry program and our own counterintelligence capabilities. That may be part of it, too. All right. We'll take calls and comments. We come back from the break, Logan.
That's right. Phone lines are jammed right now. One open, 1-800-684-3110. Exclusive videos coming up in the breaks for those watching on social media. Be right back.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, I'm holding in my hand, and for our radio audience, so you know, I'm holding about a half an inch thick, a Government Accountability Office report to the chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security, House of Representatives. It was dated September of 2007. In it, it states that the diversity visa program, which is the basis upon which this terrorist got into the United States, was in fact subject to, according to the inspector general, serious risk. The IG stated the diversity program, visa program, posed significant risk to national security from hostile intelligence officers, criminals, and terrorists attempting to use the program for entry into the United States. That was in 2007, so it's been a decade ago. This program has been on the books for 27 years. Here's the problem. The standard upon admission is called random. It's a lottery, basically. And random, as I've said, and I'll ask Andy to comment on this, random should not be in our national security, is not in our national security interest, and should not be in our immigration policy. Random has no place in an immigration policy.
No, it does not. Random is ridiculous when it is applied to an immigration policy. In other words, letting people into the United States, into the borders of a sovereign nation, based on a lottery system. In other words, you come, you put your name in, and based upon the lottery, with very minimal requirements, you can come into the United States. And when you allow, among those that can avail themselves of the lottery, a country that's 88% Muslim, that has been that is a neighbor of Afghanistan, that's got terrorist connections, what are you doing but allowing an open invitation to terrorists to come into the country? How ridiculous! What is this? I mean, is this a suicide pact that we are entering into with our Congress justifying it through legislation?
Well, the Constitution's not a suicide pact, said Supreme Court justices in the past. But the policy issue here, and we'll get right back to the calls in a minute. We've got to, Harry, you're the director of policy here. We've got to set forth for tomorrow what we're recommending to be done. In other words, we want to have a plan in place tomorrow that we're presenting, that they can use in Washington, that we can use on our media platforms to say this is what needs to happen. Does the president have authority to suspend that? We need to check that out today. Is there legislation needed to remove it? We need to lay out a policy as to what needs to happen, because this is obviously a vulnerable point for the United States.
Absolutely. And so we need to advance the ball. The ball means ending the program expeditiously and stopping the admission of individuals from state sponsors of terror. It makes no sense. In addition to that, I think we need to change the policy with respect to how we treat individuals who are apprehended. We should treat them as enemy combatants.
Right.
We should deprive them of Miranda rights. We should not allow a lawyer to talk to them. We should continue to interrogate them until we come up with fruitful information going forward.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a citizen of the United States. This is an enemy combatant. An enemy combatant should be treated as an enemy combatant. That's our view. We're going to lay all this out in a policy position for tomorrow. By the time we go in there, we'll have at least a outline of what the steps we need to take. And Than, what I want you to do once we get this, again, we don't just talk about it on this broadcast, is I want you to go out, I mean, and your team, get this on Capitol Hill so we can get some definitive action here, because this is a big vulnerability. We saw the unfortunate consequences of it last night.
Yeah, we're having those conversations now, Jay, and I certainly agree with Harry. I would take it one step further, though. Even if it's an ally, the idea that even citizens from an allied country are going to be randomly allowed entry into the United States, that's not acceptable. And I just make two final points. Yes, the United States knew about it because of the GAO report you've been reading. Jay, our enemies know about this, too. And
they
have brazenly told us we're going to use those programs to enter. And guess what? Now they have.
Yeah. Was it John Brennan, that the former National Security Director, National Intelligence Director of National Intelligence? Was it John Brennan that said that they're going to utilize our? Yeah, I want to find that bite. This was, again, this is not a Democrat Republican thing. Democrats and Republicans have both had this on. All right, let's go ahead and take a comment, Logan, or a phone call, and we got a couple lines open at 800-684-3110.
Let's go to Kathleen in Maryland on line two.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm wondering why in the instructions for the 2019 diversity program, would the U.S. permit a computer-generated random lottery drawing to be utilized, given the sophisticated computer cyber attacks, which America is not prepared for? Why would they have that on their website, first of all? And second, why would they even utilize a computer-generated random lottery, which could be attacked through cyber?
No, you're 100% correct. You're 100% correct on that. And that, and listen to John Brennan. I mean, this is you're 100% correct on the utilization of computer technology to because they are very aggressive on their cyber utilization. And John Brennan, Senate hearing from about, this is almost now, what, 3 years old? Or two? No, that was last year. Last year. Here's what he said.
ISIL has a large cadre of Western fighters who could potentially serve as operatives for attacks in the West. And the group is probably exploring a variety of means for infiltrating operatives into the West, including in refugee flows, smuggling routes, and legitimate methods of travel.
So let's have an immigration policy then that says you can get in here under random selection. Makes absolutely zero sense. Great call. Again, we're putting a policy together. We'll have a policy statement out for tomorrow on this that we'll be able to give you, because this is that it's obviously a huge issue for the American people. They're constantly trying to strike the country, and we've got to fight back.
All right, let's see what we got here as we head into that will be the next segment. Let's go in. Let's go take a call still. Let's go to Bill in Cheyenne. A lot of people holding for a long time.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I'm glad to be able to talk to you.
Thanks for
I'm backing you up on this for two reasons. Number one, I think Chuck Schumer should be asked why he came up with this program.
It's not just Chuck Schumer, though, Bill. I want to be clear on this. I think it's very – we got to be clear on this. It was Chuck Schumer and Republicans and signed by President George H.W. Bush. They're Republicans and Democrats that are responsible for the legislation. But go ahead and finish.
I'm talking about the term diversity. This is where it's pretty well wide open. Next of all, I agree with the IG simply because of the fact of his concern.
Yep.
I heard somewhere that we should not worry about terrorists because only 1% of immigrants should be potential terrorists. Well, this is a welcome mat for up to 500 terrorists per year to come into the United States.
Now, look. The word random needs to be removed from the lexicon dictionary words of our immigration policy. Let us remove the word random. You don't come into the United States randomly. I don't think, Andy, that's a difficult proposition, frankly.
No, it's a simple proposition. In this day and age,
we should do a word search of the entire immigration statute and see where the word random comes in.
I mean, in this day and age, you don't come in here randomly. You don't come in here based on a lottery system. Look, if you want to infiltrate the United States, and these terrorists and terror-sponsored organizations and terror-sponsored governments who know our laws manipulate and use our laws against us, don't you know that they sat down with this guy and said, I can get you, there's a way for you to get into the United States. It's called the Diversity Lottery Program. Go ahead and apply for that, infiltrate. He comes into this country. He's living in Paterson, New Jersey. He has a wife. He has children. He's an Uzbeki national. Let's look at the facts of this thing. And he rents a truck. He was an Uber driver. He passed some kind of a Uber background check. He's yelling Allahu Akbar, God is great, after the crash. There's notes found in Arabic pledging allegiance to ISIS. Obviously, had a check been made, he would not have been allowed in the United States.
But the only check required was, did he have a high school education and did he work for a couple of years? Literally, that's it. And did he have a criminal record? And you're getting this clean criminal record, Harry, from the Uzbekistan government.
Absolutely. So I think it's important to note that this bill, the diversity visa program, was advanced largely because many individuals have an inordinate fear of being called discriminatory or engaging in discrimination. I think we need to replace the word random with some form of extreme vetting, because there's no reason to trust the Uzbekistan government or any other government, particularly in the Middle East. But I think Than is absolutely right. Anywhere in the world.
I mean, I don't understand why in the world we're having a conversation in 2017, 10 years after a report comes out from the GAO saying this program is the Inspector General says they're going to use this to cause a terror attack in the United States, which they've now done. And we're talking about relying on record keeping from Uzbekistan to certify somebody's records. And we think this is okay. So let's get the word random out. Let's get the word lottery selection out. And let's start, you call it extreme vetting, call it whatever you want. We've got to get to find out who is coming into the United States. And look, there are people that legitimately should be. I'm the grandson of an immigrant. But listen, they didn't let my grandfather in here randomly. There was something going on in the world where he was living that had caused my family to flee. So it's not random. But even then, he had to be checked. And this idea of random lottery selections should be out of the verbiage of our immigration policy. And as I said, we will have a policy statement on this ready to go for tomorrow. All right, we're coming into the last segment of the broadcast, Logan. Let everybody know how they can participate.
That's right. There's only two lines open. You can give us a call, try to make it through 1-800-684-3110. We try to take as many calls as possible in the final segment. Again, that's at 1-800-684-3110. And you can find us broadcasting live, video and audio online on Facebook, ACLJ.org, Twitter, and Periscope. Just search for Jay Sekulow.
All right, we've got a lot more ahead in this last segment. We'll take your calls, as Logan said, at 800-684-3110. This is the first day, by the way, of our ACLJ Matching Challenge campaign for our month of November. Your support of the ACLJ allows us to do all of this work, including the work we're talking about today. ACLJ.org. We'll be back with your calls and comments in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. Last segment of the program. As I said, we're going to put together a policy position tomorrow that we'll be then develop a policy position paper on so that we can get some concrete action taken on this as well. Let's go ahead and take some calls, 1-800-684-3110, and we'll take some comments as well.
That's right. Let's go to Marlene, who's calling. Or just, I'm sorry. Let's hold on, Marlene. We're going to Nick in New Mexico first on line six.
Hi, Nick. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think there's some misrepresentation on this word random. I've been involved with five visa diversity lottery winners, and the word random is not accurate. The drawing is accurate, but it is not a random selection.
Well, I'm reading the statute, so let me read you the program here, and this is what it says. It says the DVP makes, quote, up to 50,000 immigrant visas available annually drawn from random selection from among all entries to individuals who are from countries with low rates of immigration to the United States. That's the word random is in it, and it's part of it.
Yes, sir, I agree.
Well, no, you just said the word random is not in it. I just read you the word random is in it.
No, sir, I said the word random is not accurate in the selection process.
But But it's drawn from random selection is what it says. I'm just, Nick, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just reading you what the law is.
Okay, let me tell you the process quickly. Yes, sir. The applicants are randomly selected to be awarded an opportunity to come to America, but they go through a very strong vetting process.
No, it's not a strong vetting process. I mean, Nick, are you an immigration expert? Or maybe you are. I mean, tell me if you are.
No, sir, but I am a sponsor of a diversity lottery winner, and I've been...
Okay, well, these don't have to be... By the way, you don't have to have sponsors necessarily for this one, is my understanding. I'm checking on that right now. And also, that the check is only... A clean criminal background, reside in the eligible country, and have a high school equivalent education. That's the extent of what the you know. I understand your experience, Nick, and I'm not trying to argue with you, but I'm telling you, Andy, what the law says here.
The law says random selection among all entries to individuals, so it is random. It is random, and even if you say that there is some kind of intensive examination or investigation after, the first step is a random step. You get in randomly. Random should not be in the lexicon of immigration policy in the United States of America in the year 2017. You don't come in here randomly. End of story.
That's in my view. And, Nick, again, I'm glad you've had a good experience with all this. But, you know, let me tell you something. I'm just reading what the code, the language of the legislation is, and that's what we're dealing with here, and that's what we're going to try to fix. All right, let's take another caller comment.
All right, let's go to Marlene now in Las Vegas,
yeah, hey,
Nevada.
Marlene,
thanks
ahead.
For holding a hold long time.
We're going to send you a book, Marlene, you've been holding for 30 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Happy November. What I would suggest to all your listeners, and this is paramount, bombard your elected officials, Congress, senators, emails, phone calls, and tell them this policy has to be abolished, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the president has said that he wants to abolish this diversity visa program. Let's play what the president just said.
I am today starting the process of terminating the diversity lottery program. I'm going to ask Congress to immediately initiate work to get rid of this program. Diversity lottery. It sounds nice. It's not nice. Not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
So there you have it. So that's the president's action. But then we gotta look concrete here as to what can also be done. We're gonna look at what the president's authorities, but we're also gonna look at the what Congress can do here quickly to rectify this.
This is just not smart governing, Jay. I think it was a bad idea in 1990, but have we learned anything in 27 years? Yes, of course, there's a screening process after this random selection. It clearly isn't working. And look, when the Intelligence Committee says we can't vet, regardless of what the program is, if they said about this program that they can't vet an individual applicant, we have seen what happens when the executive branch tries to then stop that entry. It doesn't happen, Jay. The change has to be statutory. I'm just going to say it again. It has to be a statutory change.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like I said, we're putting this out. Let's go ahead and take the next thing, next call.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio on line one. Bruce, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi, Jay. My question is, how can these courts overturn the presidential constitutional right to ban these people?
Well, the Supreme Court said, remember, when it went to the Supreme Court of the United States, they said the president had that authority, by the way. So that's number one. So the Supreme Court, when it ultimately got to the Supreme Court, they said, Harry, the president had the authority to do what he needed to do.
Absolutely. And the president clearly has both constitutional and statutory authority. And up until recently, the courts have almost uniformly agreed.
By the way, we're having one of our associate counsels check on this sponsor program issue to see if it's out there. Again, to me, that doesn't solve the problem because random is random. But he says so far he's not found that anywhere in the statute or guidelines. Now, they're going to pull up the statute and check. But again, even if there was a sponsor, what does the sponsor know? How could it be a sponsor when it's random, by the way? How would there be a random selection that then there's a sponsor that doesn't even – to me, it doesn't make sense. Maybe they were conflating some other programs. Let's grab another call if we can.
All right, let's go to Chris in Nevada on line two.
Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Are there any other immigration visa programs that we're not aware of that are flying under the radar?
Yeah, I think there are, because I think the word lottery fan is you. There's a lottery approach in a lot of these, right?
A plethora of them. The only objection I would make to what the caller says is that this was not under the radar. Congress knew of the threats here and just chose to ignore them.
Let's go grab if we've got time, Logan, I'd like to grab a call. Or do you want to grab one more call here?
Let's grab one more call. Okay. People have been holding. Let's go to Austin in Tipton, Georgia. You're on the air.
All right, Austin, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. My comment is referencing the fact, if you read some of the articles, that this gentleman was under investigation already for committing some form of terrorism.
No, we do not. There is no verification. I know there's articles floating out there on the internet where there's no verification that he was under investigation. The mosque allegedly had been one that had been looked at because of concerns over radicalizing individuals. But we don't have the answer on that. And they're still trying to find out, you know, who he was talking to. There was a report earlier today. He was talking to someone that was on the FBI's watch list. So but we don't have that fact verified yet. That's why we've only said it's being floated out there. We don't have the verification on this. Obviously, we're going to have a lot more on this tomorrow. But, Harry, I'm going to go to you here. The policy is going to be very important at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And the policy makes no rational sense. Earlier, a fan asked a great question. Have we learned anything in 27 years? This is an important question because we've had many vehicular attacks over the last 12 months. Those attacks are not random.
Right.
So we should remove the word random from our lexicon with respect to the admission of immigrants.
All right. We're going to take more on this tomorrow. Obviously, if there's any breaking developments, we'll come to you with it. But again, we're going to have an analysis tomorrow, but we'll also have some policy that we'll be able to lay out that what we think needs to be done here. Again, our thoughts and prayers with the people of New York. By the way, a lot of the people that were killed were tourists, or people that were here from other countries. And again, New York's an international city. It's an easy place for terrorists to hide. But more important than that is we've got to figure out how to stop it at the outset. It's always going to, it's very difficult. I law enforcement, Joint Task Force, they do the best they can, but we've got to keep doing better. At the end of the day, we've got to close these holes that exist, and the word random should not be in our immigration program. Random should be removed. That'll do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, ACLJ.